Kicking off the week on a positive note, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. After the volatile week we saw last week within our markets, we really did kick off the week on a very positive note within our cattle and grain markets. And for once, it was actually nice to see the cattle on a limit up instead of a limit down.
Yeah, really nice market today. Kind of funny the way it started, because it started actually moderately lower and it looked like, oh, here we go again. You know, probably for news-wise, we got it back up to Friday afternoon when President Trump posted on social media that he wanted an investigation into the beef packing industry and that they're the reason why beef prices are so high, maybe not the ranchers. So kind of nice to see for our cattle guys that the blame started to be pointed in a different direction anyway.
And Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says that investigation will probably go on for a while, and he doesn't really see much coming out of that.
The two publicly traded meat packing plants have actually lost money this year, so I don't know how they're really to blame for the higher beef price. But anyway, that's my opinion. Back to the markets. We did go up limit today, then after the bad start, a nice solid performance. Market is grossly oversold, and this might only be just a technical correction, really, just correcting that oversold position. I know it seems like when your feeders rally $9, there's got to be a reason, but I'm not seeing it or hearing it out there.
And it was also a nice change of scenery to see the hog market up about $3 to $4 at the kickoff of the week.
I think two things. One, also grossly oversold. This market felt like once we went under 80, we were too low. Just dropped too low, too far. Remember, the funds were grossly long this market, too, when we got into the government shutdown. So I think you had funds exit a whole lot of those long positions. But it felt like we got to a point where it was just too cheap and needed to rally back. Yes, limit up in cattle help as well. So the buying interest probably spilled over to hog. So maybe today's pop was a little overdone, but really nice to see the hog market do something other than just grind lower like it has recently.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.